and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Greetings, this is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Last week, I was sharing with you some things that you can do to help yourself overcome temptation, overcome depression, overcome evil, overcome anything that you need to overcome. And I'm going to share more with you this week. So I hope that you have an ink pen and a paper, and if not, run and get those real quick, because I'm going to share with you some more things that you can do to make for sure that you're going to have victory in your life, that you're going to overcome that temptation, that you're going to overcome that sin, that you're going to overcome that depression, that you're going to overcome that darkness and that evil and that oppression. You are going to be an overcomer. Now, these things I'm going to share with you, I don't want you to pick just one or two or three, but you need to do every one of these things. But they're easy things to do. And you need to do all of these things to ensure your victory. Now, last week, I shared with you that you need to plead the blood. That means to claim the power, the spiritual power of the blood of Jesus, that spiritual power that the blood of Jesus has over sin, death, and darkness, and evil, and every weapon formed against you. You need to claim the blood daily. You need to confess with your mouth to God what your sins are, and you need to confess to your pastor, to your friends, and other people that you can confide in. Don't confide in your sins to a tattletale person that goes and tells everything. Don't confide in that person. But your true brother, your true sister, perhaps your parents, perhaps your pastor, and of course to God. But it's important to tell a human too what you're struggling with, so they can be with you, pray with you, hold your hand, call you, check in on you, be an accountability partner. This is important. And you need to confess to other people that you're living for God, that they are not to curse in your home and use drugs around you, or curse even around you, that you're not even to go to their house if they're going to be cursing and using drugs. If they're not going to respect you as a Christian, as a man of God, as a woman of God, then you don't need to be around them. There's some people you have to put out of your life. You need to burn and throw away all the bad influences that you may still have in your home. If you still got those horror movies, that pornography, those evil magazines, that hard rock and roll, these things that Jesus is not pleased with, these things that Jesus will not be pleased with if he finds in your home when he returns, throw them away now. Burn them and destroy those things. You need to anoint your house. Amen. Anoint your house with olive oil. Walking around your home, anointing the walls, the doors, the windows, your family members. That's claiming the blood over them. And you're also claiming the Spirit of God over them. Amen. You're claiming both the blood and the Spirit. That oil represents the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the crucified, resurrected, and glorified Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, here are some other things that you need to do that I did not get to last week. Do not allow any evil to enter your house, your home, your household. Don't allow any evil to enter in. You need to check your groceries, check your grocery bags, check your shopping bags, and be more careful and selective when buying these things at the store, even before bringing them home. There are certain things in the store that you simply should not be buying in the first place. Amen. And you need to pray over these items, clothing, furniture, medicine, anything, groceries. Pray over these things before you bring them in your house. Because you don't know who has touched that, where it came from, who the company is, who's working at that company that made these items. Because I'm telling you the truth. You may not understand this. You may not believe this. You may not know this yet. But there are Satanists and witches and all kinds of evil workers of the devil working in some of those factories. And they are putting curses and hexes on the items that go on the shelves. Now, if you got the blood of Jesus over you, and you got the Spirit of God in you and over you and around you, if your house is holy unto the Lord, then you ain't got much to worry about. But you still need to pray over these things, because the devil does creep in unaware. And we're in a war, and it is a real war. And the devil is doing everything that he can possibly do to try to defeat you and your family. And we need to come to the point right now that we realize and comprehend how intense and real that war really is, and fight back. Amen. We need to fight back defensively and offense. Defense and offense. Amen. Pray over the things, anything, everything that you buy before you bring them into your house. And if it doesn't come to mind before you bring them in, then after you get them in your house. Amen. And especially if they come from a different nation. Another thing you need to do is to pray. You need to pray. You need to pray at least 3 times a day. Reason I say at least 3 times a day is you need to pray first thing in the morning before you answer any phone, before you answer any door, before you talk to any person, before you talk to anybody other than maybe just perhaps a general good morning to your spouse. But other than that, you need to pray first thing in the morning. Put God first. Amen. Put God before breakfast. Put God before food. Put God first before talking with human people. Because that human person that you're going to talk to, if you answer the door, answer the phone, or go to work, or deal with your family, the devil can use people, even your own family, against you, as an attack against you. You got to be prayed up first. Put on the whole armor of God. You got to get dressed spiritually first thing in the morning so that you be ready for the battle, because this war is real. And you need to pray last thing before you go to bed or before you go to sleep. Last thing you do, the first and the last thing you do every day, is to communicate with our Heavenly Father, with God Almighty, Savior, Redeemer, Lamb of God. Amen. He created you. He loves you. He wants your attention. He wants communication with you. Talk with Him. Talk with Him. Hey, but don't go all day without talking to Him. You prayed first thing in the morning. You pray last thing at night. But what about the 8, 10, 12 hours that you've been awake? Have you ignored God all day long? Don't ignore God. Don't ignore your Father, your Lover, your Savior, your hope, your salvation. Pray, pray, pray. You know, the Muslims pray 5 times a day. And I'll say it straight out, they're praying to the devil. Allah is not God. He is the moon god, the devil. I don't care who is offended by that. I tell you the truth, unfiltered and uncompromised on this broadcast. And if they're praying to the devil five times a day, then how much more should we pray to the Almighty Father God in Jesus' name? We're in a war. We need to pray. Amen. Pray without ceasing. What does that mean? Pray without ceasing means never really having to say amen, because your prayer continues throughout the day. You're praying over in the morning. You continue to pray as you drive to work. Continue to pray at work for your co-workers and the people you see and the customers. Pray for these people. They need it. Amen. Pray at lunch. Pray before your meals, during your meals. Pray before you enter any type of business, before you go in the grocery store, before you go in any type of business. You bow to pray. We're in a war. And I don't know about you, but I can't stand to go in the clothing department at any store because the clothes are filled with wickedness. Skulls and bones and wings and all types of evil symbols all over the clothing, not only hanging on the rack, but hanging on the bodies of people, walking dead zombies at Walmart. The land is filled with death and wickedness and darkness. Filled with darkness. It's disgusting. It's horrible. We're living in a wicked time. I tell you, it's more wicked than in the days of Noah. Wicked. We about to be prayed up. We about to be fully dressed spiritually. We about to have on the whole armor of God. Pray before you enter that business. Pray. Because I tell you, there's darkness at every turn. Every turn. Be prayed up for the war. Another thing we need to do is to be fasting. If you want to overcome that temptation, if you want to overcome those drugs, that temptation, that depression, that problem, whatever that problem may be, you need to be fasting. Mark 9, verse 29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Fasting. I know that's not a pleasant thing to do, not something we look forward to. Difficult, I confess, very difficult for me. But it's so important. And I do fast. And we all need to be fasting. Amen. For there is great power in fasting. This is a war. And fasting is a very intense and powerful atomic weapon in the spiritual realm. If you want to have victory and to overcome whatever the problem is, be fasting in Jesus' name. Amen. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.